This is Matt LaFever with the headlines out of Mendocino County for Friday, June 14th, 2024. Let's begin with a report of a possible child abduction that turned out to be a misunderstanding. Authorities responded to an alarming call on Tuesday, June 11th, about a disoriented 10-year-old boy found in Redwood Valley who claimed he had been kidnapped by two men. However, after a thorough investigation, law enforcement determined that there was no evidence to support this. The boy had actually left home following an argument with his sibling, leading to the confusion. Mendocino County Sheriff's Captain Quincy Cromer told us via email that on June 11th at approximately 2:19 p.m., the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office received a call from a resident who found a confused child in the 8100 block of Uva Drive. The boy reportedly struggled to answer questions and initially claimed he might have suffered a head injury and suggested that he had been kidnapped from Potter Valley by two men who left him on Uva Drive. Given the severity of the reported circumstances, Captain Cromer said the sheriff's office deployed numerous detectives and investigators to the scene, along with medical personnel to assess the child's health. After a thorough investigation, detectives found no evidence to support the claims of kidnapping or injury. The child's father, who had been searching for him in the neighborhood, informed law enforcement that his son had left their home after an argument with a sibling. The boy had been missing for about 25 minutes, a time frame consistent with the distance he walked to Uva Drive. Investigators confirmed the boy had not been in Potter Valley and was from the local area. Surveillance footage from nearby residences and witness accounts corroborated that the child was alone before being found by the resident who alerted authorities. Based on the evidence, detectives concluded that the child left home voluntarily following the argument. Captain Cromer said the investigation is ongoing, but there is no known threat to the public. The child was medically assessed and subsequently released to his father at the scene. Now let's turn to water news. Followers of PG&E's planned surrender of its Federal Energy Regulatory Commission hydroelectric license for the Potter Valley project were anticipating a draft surrender application in June of 2024. However, on May 31st, PG&E announced a delay. PG&E will now be submitting an extension of time request to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, pushing the final draft surrender agreement and the final surrender application to January 2025 and June of 2025, respectively. Originally, these were scheduled for June of 2024 and January of 2025. PG&E has stated that this delay will allow more time for consultations with the Sonoma County Water Agency, Mendocino County Inland Water and Power Commission, Humboldt County, Round Valley Indian Tribes, and other stakeholders. They aim to develop a comprehensive surrender application and decommissioning plan. The Eel Russian Project Authority, also known as the ERPA, is preparing to take over the Potter Valley Diversion Facility from PG&E. The ERPA plans to maintain water flow from the Eel River to the Russian River while restoring healthy fisheries to the Eel River. Despite PG&E's assurances, friends of the Eel River have expressed concerns, suggesting this delay could hinder dam removal efforts. We spoke with Janet Pauley of the Inland Water and Power Commission of Mendocino County. Pauley noted that this delay was not surprising given the complexity of data analysis required for the surrender application. She emphasized that accurate climate and rainfall projections are essential for the project's success. Pauley said, quote, "Sometimes you have to go slow to go fast," unquote. Now let's turn to fire news in Mendocino County. On Wednesday, June 12th, firefighters converged on a rural area southwest of Willits after a vegetation fire ignited in the afternoon heat. The incident, known as the Walker Fire, prompted a swift response from local fire crews. Scanner traffic from that afternoon indicated the fire started around 2:40 near the intersection of Walker Lake Road and Lakeshore Drive. Multiple reports described gray smoke billowing in the area. Images from the Alert California Fire cameras confirmed these reports, showing a clear plume of gray smoke from the camera on Laughlin Ridge. A helicopter in the vicinity reported that the fire covered between 1/4 and 1/2 acre, and it was spreading slowly downhill, away from nearby structures. By 3:08, ground crews had arrived and the incident commander corroborated the helicopter reports. Within 50 minutes of the initial reports, the forward progress of the Walker Fire was stopped. The Walker Fire was 100% contained by 6 p.m. that evening. And that's the latest from Mendocino County. I'm Matt LaFever in Hopland, reporting for KMUD News.